ברוכים הבאים רבותיי. Welcome. We are traditionally in this class is an Ein Yaakov class. And Baruch Hashem, we've done it for many years. But the Monday night class also allows us to digress to other important subjects that we might not have time during the week to give the proper analysis. Baruch Hashem, during this class, last year we were able to go through the 19 Berachot of the Amidah and give a clear, hopefully a deep analysis. And as a result, Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm happy to tell you that the Devrei Torah that was said in the Monday night class has been printed. And Be'ezrat Hashem, in the near future, it will be in book form, where the people will be able to have all those shi'urim at their hands to read, to review. We also did a lot of the Pirush of the Tefillah before the Amidah as well. So some of our members have been asking if we can give an overview and a clear interpretation of the Birkat HaMazon. I accepted because I was excited for a few reasons. Number one is what the Gemara says in Shabbat and Daf Samech Gimel. The Gemara says over here, Amar Rav Hanina bar Idi, Kol ha'oseh mitzvah kema'amara, En mebaserin oto besorot ra'ot. The rabbi says, anybody that does a mitzvah kema'amara, what is mitzvah kema'amara? He does the mitzvah like it was meant to be done. He does the mitzvah properly. There's a great power in one that does a mitzvah kema'amara in its pure, proper form. And that is, En mebaserin oto beserot ra'ot. They do not tell him bad news. Now that doesn't mean that, God forbid, bad news is going to happen and they're not going to tell him. What do we need that for? The explanation is that the reason why they're not going to tell him any bad news